Welcome back to A Sip A Slim. Hey girls, hey boys. That don't sound right, but whatever. Back with another episode. So, your girl is back. Today's episode, I don't know. I feel like I just want to ramp about a lot of different subjects. And I just thought this is really all I do on this podcast is ramble. But today's episode is going to be about treating other people right. Like, you never, and what I mean by that, I mean, like, you never know who you might need in the long run. Like, and I feel like if you treat people the way you want to be treated, you will always have good karma. And this is what this episode could be about. Good karma. Now, I have had a lot of instances where I've did somebody wrong and karma has came back to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not perfect. Like, I could be mean at times. Like, I could be very mean. I could be very nasty to people. And my karma might not showed up at that day or that month or that year, but I have got my karma. Like, and it's bad. Like, I really have gotten my karma. So now that I've gotten old enough, I've realized, like, you have to treat people the way you want to be treated, and you have to treat people good regardless of how they treat you, because you don't want to block your blessings, and you damn sure don't want to have bad karma. Because karma come at any time. Let me tell you, that bitch come at any time, any place, anywhere. So I just feel like people, I have a heart of gold. If anybody ever know me, if you know me personally, you know I have a heart of gold. I'm funny, I'm goofy, I like to have fun, I like to laugh. So, and I don't mind giving people the shirt off my back if I have to. So I'm running into where people really don't treat me the way I treat them, and it backfires, because I'm always trying to figure out, or always trying to understand why people treat me the way they do when I don't do that to them. Like, it's a lot of things, and it's a lot of people that do things to me that they know for a fact they wouldn't be okay with if I did it to them. Like, I hate that. Like, it's really irritating, because it's just like, if I did that to you, you would hate me. Like, you would hate me. You would hate me if I did that to you. So why do it to me? Why you think it's okay for me to sit here and let you do whatever and not speak on it? And that's the thing. People get mad because I speak on it, because I'm not gonna let you treat me no any type of way. You're not gonna get away with that. Like, no, I'm gonna say what I have to say. I'm gonna tell you how I feel, and I don't like it. And that's it. Like, that's all you're gonna get. But you're not gonna treat me no any type of way. That's never gonna be the freaking case. Like, whatever. Like, no. And that's how I feel. I feel like people want you to be okay with what they won't be okay with. If the shoe's on the other foot, you wouldn't be okay with me cheating on you. You wouldn't be okay if I punched you in your face. You wouldn't be okay with certain things. So why should I be okay with you abusing me? Or if I should be okay if you cheating on me? Why should I be okay with anything? I'm not gonna be okay. No. So I just learned that regardless of how people treat you, and this is advice to anybody that's listening to this podcast, regardless of how people treat you, always treat people good, because at the end of the day, that's going to be good karma for you and bad karma for them. Let me say that one more time. It's going to be good karma for you and bad karma for them. Like, don't go out and try to seek revenge, because revenge is going to lead to a lot of things. It's going to lead to a lot of bad decisions, and I feel like revenge, you think out of emotions, and that's not really good in a way, because you're just like, you're angry at the moment, and you're making irrational decisions, you're not really thinking things through. So, yeah, like I said, my advice to anybody, if somebody's treating you wrong, just still be nice to them. And it also goes to say, like, a lot about you and your character, because you don't want to be that person that is going out seeking revenge. Because if you go out seeking revenge, if you're bitter, if you try to, if you're trying to treat the person the way they treat you, it's gonna say a lot about you, and it's gonna say that this person wins. And you don't want that. So that's about that. I just feel like I try to treat people the right way, regardless of how they treat me. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and it backfires on me a lot. Like, it backfires so much. Like, every time I try to get people second chances, every time I try to see good in people, it always backfires, because that person always show me their true colors. Always. Like, it always backfires on me. And I have to come to a realization, like, when somebody show you their true colors, you have to believe that. Like, there's no way you could just be blind to it and be like, oh yeah, this person's still good, and they're really showing you who they really are. You just can't sit there and try to deny that either. Like, no. Once a person show you their true colors, believe that shit. Like, for real. Like, dead ass. Like, once a person show you once their true colors, believe that shit. Don't try to be blind and act like you Ray Charles and you don't see that shit, and you see in... And they're showing you the red flags. They had the red flag in your face, and you are colorblind. You act like you're colorblind. You don't see it. If they're showing you the true colors, believe it. Because that's how they truly and really feel about you, and how they truly and really feel. Period. Like, all over. So, especially their true colors, believe it. Stop trying to give people a second chance. I know people say, oh, give them a second chance. But sometimes second chances, everybody don't deserve them. Second chances are like... it's like your heart. It's like you're playing with your heart. When you give somebody a second chance, you're basically playing with your heart, because it's just like, you just never freaking know if that person might do that again. You never freaking know if this person is truly gonna be, if this person gonna change. Because a lot of times you give person a second and a second chance, and you think they're gonna change, and they don't change. That's what I mean. Like, if somebody show you their true colors, they showing that they can't change within that time span, or they're not gonna change, they refuse to change, let them go. And that's hard to say. It's easy to say, hard to do. I am a victim of that. Like, it's easy for me to say, let it go, especially when it's a person that you love and you care about, and you want to be around them, you love their friendship, you love the relationship you two have, the bond. But hey, that bond and stuff, they don't matter, because if it mattered, they wouldn't treat you the way they do. So that's where I'm kind of struggling at, and I'm talking about this because I also struggle with it, and I also have to come to terms with it a lot of the times when it comes to friendships, relationships, anything, ship, I have to come to terms with, because it's just like, people just don't have the same heart as you or the same heart as me. And I had to come to terms with it. It hurts, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you would think these people care about you. You would think they would, you know, you love them. You know, those are your loved ones. And you think they would change, or they would do right by you because you're doing right by them. And then this comes up, and it's gonna hurt. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt like crazy when they finally show you their true colors. You gonna be like, wow, like, really? Like, this is what you about to do? This is how you feel? Like, that whole time we've been friends or been in this relationship, this is how, you know what I'm saying, this is how we're gonna end this. So, and like I said, I'm speaking on this from experience that I'm still kind of going through it myself, and I have to accept that term, because I really want good for people. I really try to see people's hearts, and I'm really starting to just realize, like, it doesn't matter what their heart look like, because their heart could be gold, but their actions show differently. Baby girl, let it go. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like, do you guys believe in giving people second chances, good karma? Do you treat people the way you want to be treated? Or have you been mistreated by people that you thought were your friends? Or if you was in a relationship and they mistreated you and they really showed you their true colors? How do you go about that? Do you give them a second chance? I just want to know. So y'all please let me know how y'all deal with stuff like that, because I'm still kind of currently going through it with people. I'm always giving somebody a second chance when I know they don't deserve it, but I try to see the good in everybody, and it backfires every time, and I be looking stupid because I really believe that I give people second chances, because I know sometimes we're human, and we're not always perfect. But all that bullshit is about to go out the window come 2021, because motherfuckers are ice skating out here and I'm not with it. They just ice skating, and they getting away with shit because I want to have a good heart. And that's the thing, having a good heart, when you have a good heart, that shit backfires. It's like the worst thing. It's a good thing, but it's the worst thing in the world, especially when you're dealing with trifling ass people. So you guys let me know how you guys feel about this subject, because I feel like it's a constant battle with everyone. Like, we all kind of go through it, and I feel like now that I'm old enough, I feel like I should have went through all this when I was in high school instead of me going through all this when I'm 20 something, late 27. So I'm like, it's always gonna be like this. And I'm pretty sure it is, because I'm going to meet plenty of people in the world. I'm going to meet different people in the world. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to meet the backstabbers and stuff like that. But man, I done lost some close people, because it's just like, dang, like, some of the closest people I've ever been close to. And it's like, dang, like, really? Like, this is how we're going to end this? After all we've been through, and after all that I just, you know what I'm saying, all the secrets I done told you and showed you how much I cared about you, and this is what you're going to do to me? Really? So, that's my thing. I don't like it. It's not a good feeling when somebody does that to you, because you're just like, I showed you I care. You know I care about you. It's just like you really about to really show your ass for what? So you guys let me know how you guys feel about this. Are you guys currently going through this situation? How do you deal with it? Is it something that you do to other people? Have people told you that you treat them wrong? And you know what I'm saying, have you been the real question is, have you been treating people wrong? That's the real question. Have you been treating people wrong, and has karma caught up to you yet? Like, do you feel like do you ever like sit there and think like, damn, I treated this person wrong? Or are you currently going through a bad karma because you did something in your past, or you treated somebody so wrong and did wrong by them? Are you currently having your karma, or you know, just let me know. So yeah, that is my episode for Step Slim. You guys, I appreciate you guys for sticking around with me. I know this has been in and out road on this podcast because I've been busy, but I am good. We are going to be good. We're almost at the end of season 3, about to run into season 4. Can't believe that I have like 4 seasons of this, but yeah, this season was a bumpy one, but season 4 will stay consistent, and I'm going to be better. And yeah, so make sure you guys stay tuned for the next episode. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on all social medias. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.